Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Hello, Brooks.
Hey, Robin.
And our own Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, Danielle Kading. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So, Brooks, now that we know everything about ice on a big lake and the deep freeze is finally ended, was the deep freeze chased away perhaps by our hot housing market?
Oh, that'd be a good way to put it. It is just crazy out there. In Duluth itself, there is just a month supply of housing, which is to say that if all the houses kept selling at the current rate and no more were put up for sale, it would take just a month to completely run out of listings. This kind of competition and pressure is pushing people to the South Shore, actually. I talked to a realtor this week out there in the Bayfield area who said, you know, we're seeing a lot more folks who want to move up here to work from home. Typically, the area would see about 60% or so buyers looking for a vacation home or retirement property or a second home. And now that's kind of reversed, where about 60-70% of folks are moving out for full-time residence and are taking advantage of the area's increased fiber optic internet connections to work from home, to live in a place that they love, and work for a faraway company, as the pandemic has allowed and encouraged, in fact, many people to do. So it's a trend we're seeing in Minnesota and on the North Shore, and increasingly now on the South Shore.
Well, if you want to go way up to the North Shore and check out the housing prices in Thunder Bay, you probably want to do that online, right? The Canadians aren't letting us over the border yet.
That's right, and they're actually restricting movement from Canadians into the U.S. and other countries even more. Last week, the Canadian government announced that folks who are entering Canada, those few who are allowed anyway, will now need to bring a negative COVID-19 test, and folks traveling in certain ways will need to quarantine in a hotel while they wait for results, and they'll need to provide another test following their quarantine. It's a crackdown meant to essentially discourage travel by Canadians to the U.S. and elsewhere, and the border remains closed to non-essential visitors to the country, with few exceptions for essential workers like truckers, nurses, doctors, and others who have family up there. But if you don't have family in Canada, you have a property maybe up by Thunder Bay, and you don't have an exemption, you still can't get there. And it looks like that's going to be the case for the foreseeable future.
Well, since you're stuck on this side of the border, you could give your attention to the Iron Range, where they're dealing with a 34-year-old murder case.
Right. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension announced last summer that they had cracked this cold case using DNA evidence and public genealogy databases, similar to the technique used to find and capture California's Golden State Killer several years ago. Michael Carbo Jr., 52-year-old of Chisholm, has been in jail since last summer, but his defense attorney is arguing that delays in the case should cause some of this evidence to be thrown out. The public defender for Carbo argues that, you know, we're not getting everything we should be getting from the DNA company that identified Carbo as a suspect in the first place. And they want to know all about the processes and procedures used to identify him so that they could potentially challenge the constitutionality of that evidence. Carbo remains in jail, charged with second-degree murder in the 1986 killing of Nancy Doherty. He's yet to make a plea in the case, and there's another hearing next week, so we may have another update next time we talk.
All right. Well, Danny, you've been telling us about battles on the Wisconsin side over the wolf hunt for the past few weeks. Have those now been settled?
No, not at all. But this week, the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board did unanimously approve a harvest quota of 200 wolves. That followed a judge's ruling last week that the state must hold a wolf hunt this month. And the decision comes even as the Department of Natural Resources is still appealing that ruling to put the judge's order on hold. If you remember, the Kansas-based group Hunter Nation filed a lawsuit against the DNR saying that, you know, they should immediately resume the wolf hunt this winter after the Trump administration announced last fall that they would be delisting the animal from the endangered species list. That took effect in January, and since then it's been a real tumultuous back and forth over whether or not Wisconsin would have a wolf hunt. Right now, Hunters can apply for a wolf tag. They can apply through Saturday, and a drawing of winners is set to be held on Monday. And then hunters can begin harvesting wolves as soon as they've purchased a license and gotten a tag. But that all depends on whether or not an appeals court ruling will come down. If it doesn't, they can move forward with the hunt and hunt during the last week of February. But there's still potential that an appeals court panel could rule in favor of the DNR and then put the hunt back on hold again.
Well, that sounds like any number of Wisconsin political issues. And an even larger bone of contention, I'm thinking, is the governor's budget. Or is the Republican legislature going to give him what he wants?
Highly doubtful, Robin. This week, Governor Tony Evers...
I'm trying to be an optimist here.
Well, we all want to be optimists. But, you know, the truth is that there's a lot of opposition to Governor Evers' budget that he proposed this week. It's a $91 billion state budget. It's an ambitious plan that would boost spending by almost 10%. And that's raised the ire of Republicans because they say it spends too much. And it's full of policy proposals that Republicans are calling a liberal wish list. The two-year state budget that Evers proposed would raise taxes by about $1 billion. It includes a partial repeal of Act 10 collective bargaining law that limited collective bargaining for public employees. It would also seek to legalize recreational marijuana. Those are items that Republicans outright reject. Evers is also proposing to increase funding for public schools by $1.6 billion. That is the largest amount that a governor has proposed to increase funding for public schools in the last 15 years. It's bigger than his last budget and most certainly will be rejected by the Republican legislature as they scaled back that proposal to increase funding for schools significantly last year. And there are also a number of climate change proposals in the budget. There's a proposal to reauthorize the state's land purchase program, the stewardship program, for another 10 years. So there may be some opportunities for consensus on some energy items or on that land purchase program, but it looks like a lot of these things are going to be kind of just tossed by the wayside and that the Republicans would start over and write their own budget.
All right. Well, if I thought both the wolf hunt and the governor's budget were things that were easily settled, I will think again. We've been speaking with Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for WPR News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.
And Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thanks so much, Robin.
And you can read the stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau at www.startribune.com/North Report. And be sure to subscribe to their local newsletter, because you really want to. Coming next week on Simply Superior, since the death of George Floyd and other tragedies dating back years, there have been numerous stories about the disproportionate use of force by police in encounters with African Americans and Native Americans. How do the Duluth and Superior Police Departments measure up? A Twin Ports data analysis group shares its findings. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you with Why Not? A song that should be a local standard, this cover by Veer Glider from the album Stripped and Acoustic Radio Songs. Stay safe, everyone.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price, I know. I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing the door, you leave the world behind. You're digging for gold, you're throwing away a fortune in feelings, but someday you'll pay. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.